Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, on the day that a full redress scheme has been signed off on to repair up to 100,000 apartments with defects, defective block homeowners in Donegal, Mayo, Clare and Limerick have released a statement. A man has died in a house fire in Oma. Senior HSE officials are to meet with North West Oireachtas members and Regional Health Forum members on Friday to discuss the future of Nidoc. And the Garda Commissioner is urging people who may be the subject of intimidation for so-called drug deaths in Donegal to contact Gardaí. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First news, on the day that a full redress scheme has been signed off on to repair up to 100,000 apartments with defects, defective block homeowners in Donegal, Mayo, Clare and Limerick have released a statement. They say a defect is a defect regardless of scale. Donal Kavanagh has more.
In a statement, defective block homeowners say while they stand in solidarity with those impacted by apartment defects, it's vital to highlight the continuous discrimination toward the defective concrete homeowners. This is more than an urban and rural divide, they say. It's about a government prioritising large vested financial interests and property holdings first, ensuring any defects in this area are immediately fixed without protest and without what the statement reads as the toxic narrative of maligning those who are innocent in this scandal and without the pretense of doing something to right a wrong, while in fact doing nothing at all. In the joint statement, homeowners have hit out at the lack of progress on the enhanced defective concrete block scheme. Following a meeting with Department of Housing officials on November 22nd, they expected a number of updates in early December. That included a time frame for the rollout of the enhanced defective concrete block scheme. However, they say as of yet, no updates have been received.
Well, the Donegal County Council says the publication of updated regulations for the defective block scheme is taking far too long. Councillor Martin McDermott says the regulations are an essential part of getting the scheme up and running, that the government must act with more urgency.
We're in the middle of January here now. We were promised regulations pre-Christmas. Christmas is long gone. We're now in the middle of January. We still don't have the regulations. And I think, you know, it's vitally, vitally important that those regulations are put into the public domain. It's vitally important that we get an opportunity to see them. And it's vitally important that we get an opportunity to give comment on them. Because, you know, we're the people here that is loving this every day of the week. We're the people that's dealing with it every day of the week. And I think it's vitally important that we get an opportunity to see them and to give comment on them. And I mean, we're now only a week away from the end of January. The last thing we want is to be in a position where the regulations are not out for another number of weeks and we don't have a new scheme up and running to summertime or maybe even later of 2023. We want the scheme up and running ASAP. We need the scheme up and running ASAP. Families are in dire straits and we need more priority by the department and by the housing agency, and we need this expedited because we've wept long enough, and I think we cannot keep going on the way we're going on, where things are just being kicked down the road and with no answers as to what is happening. So I think it's vitally important that we get these regulations ASAP, and I will be calling on the department and the housing agency to immediately release the regulations so that we can both see them and give comment and try and get the new scheme up and running ASAP.
A man has died in a house fire in Oma. Emergency services were called to the scene of the fire in the Edinburgh Park area shortly before 6 o'clock this morning. The man was rescued from the house but died at the scene. Investigations are continuing into the cause of the blaze. Senior HSE officials are to meet with the North West Oireachtas members and Regional Health Forum members on Friday to discuss the future of Nidoc. Confirmation of the meeting comes as Donegal County Council prepares to write to the HSE seeking clarification on the future of the service, with discussions underway on the possible taking over of the Out of Irish GP contract by Carlow-based CareDoc. Councillor Donal Coyle told the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District this week that clarity is needed on the future of HSE employees who work with the service and also what lies ahead for Nidoc's facilities in Letterkenny, Carndonagh, Derrybeg and Mount Charles. Councillor Coyle says the Nidoc service is taking a lot of pressure off Letterkenny University Hospital, and any rundown of its services could have a serious knock-on effect.
Without now, Doc, I don't know what would be happening in Letterkenny now, because the service that they provide, and I know, like I've been restated in there at the meeting, that there's a lot of tweaking to be done in the service, but I do believe that it's a fantastic service, and it is certainly relieving the pressure on the hospital.
In terms of the meeting that's going to take place later this week between senior HSE personnel and members of the Regional Health Forum and Rockfist members serving the North West, Donegal and Leitrim, do you believe real answers can come from that? Because what we're getting from the HSE at the moment is discussions are ongoing, negotiations are ongoing, we have nothing to tell you.
Well, in regards to the discussions, and I think it's a disgrace, because there's over 60 people employed, and that doesn't include the doctors, by the HSE, and those 60 people are not sure what their status is and what it's going to be in the future. The uncertainty is not helping. I know that the HSE has said that anybody who's there permanently will be redeployed, but there's a large number of others who are there, and particularly drivers, say, and the call handlers and supervisors. What's going to happen to them, because they're on contracts? There's that situation regarding the staff, but there's also the bigger situation. I think, you know, the point that I was making is, look, there's a service there, there's a service that's needed. If it's going to be diminished in any way, and that's my fear, people will really feel that that service is taken away from Letterkenny.
Sinn Féin says the credibility of Minister Pascal Donoghue lies in tatters over his failure to declare election expenses. The Public Expenditure Minister will make a statement to the Dáil this evening about his declarations to the Standards and Public Office Commission. He failed to declare payments made to campaign staff by a businessman and use of a commercial van during the 2016 election campaign. At present, Minister Donoghue has responsibility for SIPO, and arrangements are being made to transfer that responsibility to Finance Minister Michael McGrath. In the Dáil this afternoon, Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty asked if that means Minister Donoghue could be answering questions about SIPO and ethical issues in the Dáil tomorrow.
Just for clarification, the Minister has publicly said he has recused himself from ethics, legislation and policy matters. Can I ask the Taoiseach, is the Minister going to be here tomorrow to answer, Minister Donoghue, to answer questions that we have tabled in relation to ethics legislation and SIPO?
Deputy, he's recused himself from making any decisions in relation to SIPO or ethics policy. He can, of course, answer questions about it, as can I and as can anyone.
There shouldn't be timelines for the completion of talks on the Northern Ireland Protocol. That's the view of the Foreign Affairs Minister as discussions continue between the UK and EU over the issue. There has been growing speculation the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement would act as a deadline. However, Minister Micheál Martin says negotiators should be allowed the time they need to complete discussions.
I've been of the view that we should allow the European Union and the United Kingdom to continue discussions. We shouldn't set down timelines. We should create the space to allow them to continue these negotiations, because the issues are very challenging and very difficult. And we should never understate the challenges and difficulties in these negotiations between the European Union and the United Kingdom. But they are engaged in a dialogue process. That's positive, and we welcome that.
HICWA has published reports on 6 inspections carried out at designated centres for people with disabilities in Donegal. In total, the centres catered for 17 residents at the time of the inspections in August, September and October of last year. The 6 inspections in the county were part of a review of all such centres in Donegal due to the concerns about overall governance and oversight of HSC centres in light of the findings of the Brandon report. Some non-compliances were noted in 4 of the centres. Emma Ryan has more.
The first of the inspections took place at Riverwalk Respite House, where 2 residents were living on a full-time basis. No non-compliances were noted. At Railway View, where 3 residents are based, the centre was found to be non-compliant in the area of training and staff development. The report notes those issues have been addressed. At Finnside, a 3-resident facility, no non-compliances were noted. At Edencrest and Clohan Flat, there was a non-compliance in the area of training and staff development. Again, that has since been addressed. The 6-resident drain in Ardgrania Court was found to be non-compliant in the area of notification of incidents, an issue which has since been addressed. While at the 3-resident Clohan Centre, non-compliances were noted in both governance and management and notification of incidents. Again, the issues have been addressed. More details and links to the full reports are available on our website at highlandradio.com.
The Garda Commissioner is urging people who may be the subject of intimidation for so-called drug deaths in Donegal to contact Garda. Speaking during a visit to the county on Monday, Drew Harris says he is concerned over the number of incidents of intimidation of people and their families. Donegal's Chief Superintendent, Aidan Glacken, speaking at the recent meeting of the Donegal JPC, confirmed that an operation targeting the sale and supply of drugs in the county in recent months in Letterkenny and Buncrana resulted in a significant number of arrests. Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has warned also of the dangers drugs pose.
I'm very concerned about the number of incidents where families are being pursued for so-called drug deaths. And again, we'd ask people to come forward, report that to an Garda Síochána. If you have any information around the sale of drugs or the availability of drugs, then please report that to an Garda Síochána, and then we'll follow up in terms of following that information with proper investigation. Well, I noticed there locally it's the number one priority. It is a priority for us in terms of our annual plan. It's a priority in terms of the number of resources that we've put into this and our investigative effort. So it is a priority. Enforcement takes us so far, but there's certainly a piece about people looking after their own health and being educated as to the risks they're taking. There is no quality control on cocaine. There is no such thing as fair trade cocaine. You are buying something which has been produced through slave labour and through violence and intimidation and murder in other parts of the world, which then happens here as well.
Meanwhile, the Garda Representative Association says the recruitment process for the force needs to be improved and there should be no lowering of standards. Fianna Fáil TD Jim O'Callaghan says the fitness test should be made easier after new figures show 1 in 6 recent candidates failed the fitness and physical competency test to enter the Garda College in Temple Moor. The GRA says the standard of the fitness test to enter the Garda Training College in Temple Moor shouldn't be lowered. Its president, Donegal-based Garda, Brendan O'Connor, says broader improvements are needed in the recruitment process.
We don't believe that the solution to the problem with recruitment is to reduce standards. We believe the solution is to ensure that a larger number of potential candidates are forwarded through the application process to An Garda Síochána for selection and vetting. So if there is insufficient numbers coming through, that this is having a negative impact on the number of people who actually present to Temple Moor, then the solution is to send more people through. But we believe there is a standard that should be achieved and it should be maintained.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy's Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with football cross channel. Manchester United have the chance to go second in the Premier League table tonight. They're on a run of 5 consecutive league wins ahead of tonight's trip to Crystal Palace. There's an 8 o'clock start at Selhurst Park. Boss Eric Ten Hag watched on from the stands at Selhurst Park on the final day of last season when the hosts sealed a 1-0 victory. The Dutchman says he knows from that match it's a difficult place to go.
We have to be really good. You have to be 100%. It's a good team, Crystal Palace. It's a physical team. They both battle us from the first moment on. So we have to be really focused and in the right energy levels to beat them.
There's one more FA Cup third round replay tonight with Leeds United welcoming a championship side Cardiff City to Elland Road. That one starts at 7:45. At the same time at Parkhead in Scotland, Premiership leaders Celtic are at home to St Mirren. Also tonight, Rangers are away to Kilmarnock, Hearts take on Aberdeen, and it's Livingston versus Dundee United. English League One side Barnsley have signed Barry Cotter from Shamrock Rovers for an undisclosed fee. The 24-year-old wingback has signed a 3.5-year deal at Oakwell. St Pat's have signed former Republic of Ireland under-21 winger Jake Mulroney. The 26-year-old joins from MLS side Orlando City. To Gaelic Games, the Sigerson Cup fixture due to take place this evening Wednesday between ATU Donegal and University of Ulster Jordanstown has been cancelled, but it has been rescheduled for tomorrow Thursday up in Jordanstown, and it will start at 1:15 tomorrow afternoon. Rafa Nadal says he is mentally destroyed by his second round exit from tennis's Australian Open. Having struggled with a hip injury, the defending champion was beaten in straight sets by world number 65 Mackenzie McDonald. The American will now face Shahiti Nakaso in round 3. Next up for Daniel Medvedev is a meeting with Seb Korda. That follows straight sets victories for both today. There were also wins for Stefano Tsitsipas, Felix Auger-Aliassime and Cameron Norrie. Well, in the women's, Emma Raducanu admits she wasn't playing at her best in the second round defeat. The 2021 US Open champion was beaten in straight sets by the seventh seed Coco Gauff, women's top seed Iga Świątek, third seed Jessica Pegulu and sixth seed Maria Sakkari all won their respective matches and are through to round three. In cricket, a four off the final ball of the match saw Zimbabwe won the first one-day international with Ireland in Harare. The host clinched it by 3 wickets via the Duckworth-Lewis method. Zimbabwe's innings were reduced to 37 overs following a rain delay. Centuries from captain Andy Balbirnie and Harry Tector helped Ireland to make 288 for 4 from their full 50 overs, but their path to victory was cut off by the rain. The sides will meet again on Saturday. Finally, in snooker, world number 9 and former UK champion Zhao Xingtao was one of 10 Chinese players facing match-fixing charges. 2021 Masters winner Yan Bing To and 2015 UK Championship runner-up Liang Wenbo are also among the group of players who are currently suspended. They are all due to face an independent disciplinary tribunal and, if found guilty, are facing lengthy bans from snooker. The allegations include manipulating games, approaching players to cheat and betting on snooker and fixing matches. And that's your sport for today. Michaela will have more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thanks, Aisin. Weather now, scattered showers of rain, sleet and snow will continue this evening. Highest temperatures of 2 to 5 degrees. The closing headlines this evening on the day that a full redress scheme has been signed off on to repair up to 100,000 apartments with defects. Defective block homeowners in Donegal, Mayo, Clare and Limerick have released a statement. They say a defect is a defect regardless of scale. A man has died in a house fire in Omagh. Emergency services were called to the scene of the blaze in the Edinburgh Park area shortly before 6 o'clock this morning. Senior HSE officials are to meet with Northwest Oireachtas members and Regional Health Forum members on Friday to discuss the future of Nidoc. Confirmation of the meeting comes as Donegal County Council prepares to write to the HSE seeking clarification on the future of the service, with discussions underway on the possible taking over of the Out of Hours GP contract by Carlow-based CareDoc. And the Garda Commissioner is urging people who may be the subject of intimidation for so-called drug deaths in Donegal to contact Gardaí. Speaking during a visit to the county on Monday, Drew Harris says he is concerned over the number of incidents of intimidation of people and their families. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 18th of January. The death has occurred of Mary McGonigal, Neil O'Donnell, Chris Lamore, Burnfoot. Her remains will repose at her home tomorrow from 12 noon. Removal on Saturday morning at 10:15 to St. Murdoch's Church, Fawn, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Ballytrim House, Rafaux, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Annie Boyle, Ná McClune, Loch Crillon Road, Glenties, formerly of Ochla and the Crokes, reposing at Shublin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, Ardra, tomorrow from 3:30, with removal at 5:30, to arrive at St. Connell's Church, Glenties, at 6 o'clock, reposing overnight. Funeral Mass on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Keelybeg's Community Hospital, care of James McGuinness and Sons Funeral Director, Main Street, Glenties, or any family member. The death has taken place of Frank Sweeney, Ballymagowan, Fannad. Removal from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, tomorrow evening at 5, to St. Columbus Church, Massmount, with rosary at 6. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on the St. Mary's Fanavolti and St. Columbus Massmount Facebook page. House is private, please. Family flowers only, please. donations, if desired, to Fanad Daycare Centre, care of Eamon Scott, funeral director. The death has occurred of Michael Tommy Boyle, Loch Fad, reposing at his daughter's residence at 5 Golf Cottages, Cluny, with Rosary Knightley at 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Friday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Connell's Church, Kilcluny, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House strictly private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to the Alzheimer Society Donegal Branch, care of James McGuinness and Sons Funeral Director, or any family member. The death has taken place of Moira Clinton, née Shields, Glasha Fanad. Moira's remains will repose at her late residence from 10:30 tomorrow morning, Rosary at 8 p.m, Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Fanavalti at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the St. Mary's Fanavalti and St. Columba's Massmount Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Fanad Day Centre, care of any family member or McAteer funeral directors. The death has taken place of Josie Diver, Tierna League, Carndonna. Removal from Eternal of Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, today at 5:30, going to her sister Margaret's home at Tierna League, Carndonna. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonna, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The house is private tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Edward McMonagall, Golan Milford and latterly of Termon. Funeral Mass in St. Bridget's Church, Golan at 11 o'clock on Friday morning, followed by interment in Milford Cemetery. The house is strictly private, please. The death has occurred of Anne Kelly, née McHugh, 3 St. Vincent's Close, Ballybuffet, formerly of Mean Glass. Remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill at 11. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish Facebook page. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, directly to the Donegal Hospice or care of any family member. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Patrick Carlin, formerly of Leitrim, Bogey, Newton Cunningham and Clonmahan Intellectual and Disability Service, County Sligo. Patrick is reposing at his sister Ursula Carlin's residence at 20 Green Hill Manor, Cunningham today and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:20, going to St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Seamus McCaig, 1 Ashlone, Letterkenny, formerly of Torhead, County Antrim, reposing at the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, with 11 o'clock Requiem Mass tomorrow, which can be viewed online at the Church of the Irish Martyrs YouTube channel, followed by interment in the family plot in Cornwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Paddy McShane, 5 Ballycolman Estate, Strabane, formerly of Burn Dennett. Remains reposing at his son Joe McShane's home at 114 Berryhill Road, Artigarvan, Strabane. Funeral from his son's home tomorrow morning at 10:25 for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Clochcore at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has taken place of Eddie McLaughlin, 45 Carrigullen Road, Strabane, formerly of Lake Fordrum. Remains reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:15 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.